sending love to anyone who's going through a difficult time and anyone who did not look forward to Thanksgiving this year because they realized that they're not the person that they were anymore, that they have lost parts of themselves, and also because they have lost their loved ones. I hope that you find comfort, you find healing, and you find peace. Hi, it's Tako Zonashe, and welcome to The Baobab. Hope that you're well. You're staying safe, and above all, you're practicing self-care. It is said that sometimes we have grown to normalize the things that we should not normalize. Maybe it's because of the things that we have experienced in our lives, and also it might be because of how we think shrinking ourselves or not using our voice is the right thing. But in the process of losing ourselves or shrinking ourselves, we also hurt ourselves and our feelings. It's okay for us to speak out. It's okay for you to say no. It's okay for you to have a different opinion. We're not the same people, and that's totally okay. When I was listening to It's Related, I Promise, a podcast that I've enjoyed listening to, that is hosted by Sharon and Jules from Kenya, I realized that they were talking about how sometimes when you visit the salon, you don't speak out when the hairdresser maybe is pulling your hair or using some chemicals or a comb that might be painful or chemicals that might be harmful to your hair. So the only thing that you do, you sit on the chair, and sometimes you have to bite your lower lip so that you enjoy the pain and the discomfort. But as I was listening to the podcast episode, I realized that there are many times that I have not maybe asked the hairdresser to maybe not pull my hair, or if I need a break. Because sometimes you go to the salon and you want them to plait braids, and that means maybe that's close to 4 and 5 hours. So sometimes you just need a 5 minutes break so that you take a walk or even stretch your legs. And we need to normalize speaking out when you go to the hair salon. Asking the hairdresser that this is not the picture. I sent you a picture of the hairstyle that I want. I don't think it's looking the way that I want. So maybe we can try another hairstyle. Not for you to sit on a chair facing the mirror for close to 6 hours. And at the end, you hate your hairstyle. And therefore, you just have to pay because they plaited your hair. But you could even have had another option to try another hairstyle. Whenever I get time, I get myself chocolates because I love chocolates. Chocolates make me happy. I got the sweet tooth from my mom. And my mom taught me that you need to have a habit of spoiling yourself, because at the end of the day, you might think that I'll spoil myself when I've got a certain amount of money. But at that stage, you realize that the money is not enough. And you now have other responsibilities, so you won't be able to spoil yourself. So the good thing to do is to spoil yourself within your budget. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. So every week, I reward myself for making it to Friday. That means I spoil myself for the chocolate. And you might also enjoy just going out for a lunch date. Going out on your own, ordering lunch, or maybe ordering a sit-in, or even having a takeaway. Then you eat your favorite meal once a month. And also sometimes you just need to spoil yourself. Get yourself a new dress, get yourself new shoes, even a new tie. It doesn't have to be something new. It can even be thrift shopping, but the experience will do good to you. So we should normalize spoiling ourselves. It doesn't mean that you have to spoil yourself using $100 note. You might spoil yourself using $5 and you find so much joy. It's only the thoughts, the experience, and the joy that you need. When growing up in an African homestead, people say that their parents never apologized. I can't relate to that because my mother used to apologize when she'd done something wrong. People jokingly say that when your parents would have done something wrong, they would never apologize. They would only say, come and have a chocolate or come and watch your favorite cartoon. That was their way of apologizing. But we need to normalize apologizing, be it in our relationships, even in our workspaces. When you've done something wrong, you need to apologize to the next person. Don't just say they will think or they will realize that I've apologized. It's a different thing to act and even to just say, I'm sorry for how I reacted. I'm sorry for how I treated you. We should normalize apologizing. There's a Shona proverb that says, which loosely translated that there are some things that you cannot do on your own. You need help from other people. Why not normalize asking for help? Why not normalizing normalize the power of teamwork. When we work so, we work so well together when you're a team. And there's some things that you cannot do on your own. Let's say you want to fix a washing line that fell. You need someone to be standing on that side, and someone to be, and you need to be tying it on that pole. So you need to work with someone. So there's no shame in asking for help. Even in workspaces, I've had a lot of people saying that when I moved jobs, I had certain challenges and I wasn't comfortable with asking for help. There's some times that you know that when you ask for help, people will make fun of you. But you'll see that there's some people who are genuinely nice, people who are able to help you, not because they want anything in return or to laugh at you. So when you can ask for help, I can't do this on my own. This workload is too much for me. Be it at home, even the tasks that you're given at family gatherings during the festive holidays. If you can't do something on your own, it's better for you to ask for help. And also, you don't owe anyone an explanation from the way that you dress, the way that you look, and even how you need a break from not attending the festive holidays, family gathering, or how you have decided that instead of staying for 5 days, you need to stay for 3 days. Because in some spaces, be it people who are not married, there are families that will make you feel out of place. People who don't have children, people will make you feel out of place. But even though you don't owe anyone an explanation, just say, this year, my husband and I, or my partner and I, have decided that we're just going to have our own family gathering. And also, you might even use your voice to tell someone, maybe your aunt or your uncle, someone who know that they will not find fault in you not coming there. And tell them that we're no longer comfortable with coming to the family gathering because everyone makes fun of us of how we don't have kids. And even people ask so many questions, when are you going to get married? So in the end, you become the spotlight instead of people enjoying their family gatherings. And also, you don't have to owe anyone an explanation. When you don't want to go out with friends, don't have to owe them, explain to them that I don't want to go. Just tell them you need a break, you need to rest. Sometimes you just need time to yourself, and that's totally okay. We should normalize finding companionship and even friendships, because sometimes it's a lonely world out there. And it's said that people might be single for a year and then it becomes 2 or 3 years, even 4 years. And people tend to become so comfortable with being single. You grow a certain type of skin. And then sometimes you don't want to be with that other person. You're so comfortable with being all by yourself. And you find you are able to do things on your own. But sometimes you might say it's okay. But deep down, you feel lonely. And maybe you don't have the strength, or you don't have anyone to tell about it. But it's okay for you to just try maybe dating someone. Spending time, it doesn't have to be in a relationship, but spending time with friends and all. It's been a difficult year for some people because they don't have friends. There are a lot of things that maybe if they had a friend, they would have called them and told them how they feel. And maybe after that, they would be happy. We should also normalize walking out from toxic relationships, be it friends or even being with a partner. There are certain red flags that people ignore. And I'm one of those people who somehow ignored some red flags at some stage in my life. There's a joke that I saw that it was saying that the therapist said they were the red flags, and then the person who had gone for therapy said, I thought it was a carnival. I found it to be funny, but I could relate to it. There are certain red flags that you ignore, and you justify the person who's abusive, that they are going through a lot. And now you think they reacted the way they did because I wasn't there on time. But it's not, we all make mistakes, but they are red flags. There's some people that you see that they are angry, and there are small things that make them angry. And you'd wonder, why is this person angry? Maybe it's just because you spilled water by mistake and they explode like a volcano. So it's high time that we walk out of toxic relationships. But it's not easy to walk out of a toxic relationship because sometimes you're afraid of being lonely. And maybe you have been single for too long, and then you meet this person who's abusive. And also maybe because everyone just giving you the pressure that you need to get married. Where's your boyfriend? Everyone's in a relationship. And at the end, you decide to stay. So it calls for people, let's say friends or even family, who are able to hold your hand. In the moment that you step away or walk out of that toxic relationship, you know that I've got someone that I'm going to call when everything is falling apart. And there's someone that you need. So we should normalize walking out of toxic relationships and also being there for our friends and our family. Just checking on them. How have you been? That's how you pick that they are red flags. And not just find fault in the next person. That when the person opens up to you and tells you that I decided to walk out of this toxic relationship or even friendship, let's not find fault in them. Let's be there to support them, not to rub it in and say, I told you about this person, but you are ignorant. And also, we don't need to shrink ourselves when we are in relationships. We don't need to shrink ourselves when we are at church. And even at work, you are who you are. You don't have to lose your voice and to be the person that you're not simply because you want to fit in. Don't lose your shell just because everyone doesn't have a shell. Maybe if you use your shell, people will see the beauty of your shell and they'll envy you and want to learn a few lessons from the shell. And also, let's say you're a caterpillar. When the time is right, you'll become a butterfly. You don't have to become a caterpillar when you know that the time is for you to become a butterfly. Flap your wings and fly. What have I learned? Two quotes that have spoke to me during the past week is one that I saw on Instagram, and it was posted by Dr. Caroline Deve. It says, "This is your reminder to stop stressing to finish the year off strong. You can finish it off grateful, relaxed, slowly, peacefully. The idea that we need to be doing and achieving only creates a cycle of anxiety. Rushing will not solve your problems. Rest will." I can relate so much to this quote or this text, because everyone is just saying, let's finish this year strong, let's finish 2023 so strong, and they're making a countdown. But sometimes you feel so much pressure because you've got things on your vision board. Maybe you don't have the resources to finish the year, the plans that you have, so you have to put the plans on hold. So as you're doing this now and people are saying, let's finish this year strong, it gives you so much anxiety. You think that you're not good enough, you think that you haven't achieved so much, but trust me, you have done exceptionally well. And as long as you're alive and healthy, what will stop you from taking a chair, removing those goals from the shelf, and watch them become a reality? The other caption or text that spoke to me was posted by Ketchup with Fadzi on Instagram. And she was saying that it dawned to me that we are full-blown adults. We now comfort each other on infertility, miscarriages, and infant loss. We hold each other's hands out of abusive and toxic relationships. We shed tears and comfort each other when there is loss and grief. We are the adults, we are now experiencing and dealing with the pain at the level that we never knew existed 5 to 10 years. So at the end, you're saying that we need to be kind to ourselves, to the next person. We need to pray, we need to be supportive, hopeful, and be there for one another. It dawned to me, to be honest, that I'm no longer a baby. I know of people who have lost their children. People are going through a lot. We have become adults. There are people who have become breadwinners in their homes, people who are getting married, people who are getting divorced whilst we thought they were just in their honeymoon phase. There are people who lost their children. There's this couple that I saw on Instagram. They're saying that they were so happy that now finally they are leaving the hospital. Yeah, Zimbabwean, I've forgotten their name. They're saying that they're happy that this time at least they are walking out of the hospital with the child. And I believe that they had some miscarriages, but now they're happy that at least they are leaving the hospital with the child. And that's really warmed my heart, because sometimes you are so mean and unkind to the next person, yet you don't know that they are grieving. And even the conversations and the jokes we had, it made me realize that we need to be conscious of the jokes and even the conversation that we had. Stop just asking people, why don't you have kids? Why are you not married? Maybe people are trying to have kids, but they've realized that they can't have kids, or that they are losing kids and their body needs to heal. People are going through a lot. The best thing that she can do is to be kind. What am I looking forward to this week? I'm looking forward to smiling. I'm looking forward to laughing. Laughing when I watch the Black and Forth podcast hosted by Munashi and King Kalundoro. I'm also looking forward to reading A Family Portrait, which is the book that I'm going to be reviewing as we mark the 16 days of activism against sexual and gender-based violence. I'm also looking forward to receiving good news, to be happy, to be surrounded by so much love, and to be spoiling myself. Always remember to inhale positive energy and exhale negative energy.